Social media has also been where the claims have spread that COVID mandates aren't needed in schools because kids don't get COVID-19. Let us turn to a report from the American Academy of Pediatrics entitled Children and COVID-19 State Level Data Reports. As of September 9th, nearly 5.3 million children have tested positive for COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Over 243,000 cases were added that past week, again using September 9th as the time reference point there. Second highest number of child cases in a week since the pandemic started. After dropping in early summer, child cases have increased exponentially, nearly 500,000 cases, 500,000 cases in the past 2 weeks. Since the start of the pandemic, children represented 15.5% of total accumulated cases. Going back to the week of September 9th, for that week, children were 28.9% of reported weekly COVID-19 cases. If you look at U.S. population demographics, children under the age of 18 make up only 22.2% of the U.S. population, yet they represented for that week 28.9% of weekly COVID cases. Now, it does appear that severe illness due to COVID-19 is uncommon among children, but there's still a need to collect more data on the longer-term impacts of COVID-19 on kids, including ways the virus may harm the long-term physical health of infected kids, as well as emotional, mental health effects. Concept that's already been shown to be happening with adults. If you want to learn more about that idea, you can Google the term COVID long haulers. Wait till you see what you find in those results. Again, with the rate of COVID-19 among youths, the overall rate is 7,032 cases per 100,000 kids in the population. How can this be? Kids don't get COVID. I learned that on Facebook. Heard it from Tucker Carlson. Ron DeSantis. Among states who are reporting for this report, children made up between 11.1 and 21.6% of total accumulated state tests. And between 4.9 and 17.8% of kids tested were tested positive. With hospitalizations, this is from 24 states in New York City, children ranged from 1.6 to 4.0% of their total accumulated hospitalizations and 0.1 to 1.9% of all their child COVID-19 cases resulted in hospitalizations. Looking at the mortality rates, kids were between 0 and 0.27% of all COVID-19 deaths. You can hear the reaction by the anti-vaxxers, the deniers. Oh, come on, that's just such a small number. Well, that's what you're saying in response. I'd like you to go to the home of one of those children who passed away and take that approach with that kid's parents and see how that turns out for you. This denial and sane imagine stand for freedom by the anti-vaxxers, you know what that's resulting in? The same thing those same people said Obamacare was going to do. Cause healthcare to be rationed to some and denied to others. This is already happening in hospitals. So just shut up, get the vaccine. If you don't care about yourself, respect the people around you. You're part of a community, like it or not. Stop listening to blowhard Trump suck-up governors, ringmaster cable news hosts for your science facts. Because this is not a political game. This isn't a contest to see how many followers or likes you can collect. This is life and death. You're not a freedom fighter. You are a threat to the health and well-being of a country that you claim that you love.